government has left these citizens stateless, poor, and penniless. Imagine you are to hear it from a member of parliament of the United Kingdom about the plight of our nationals languishing in his constituency in England, and the prime minister has the audacity to attack the UK MP and accuse him of conspiring as a mouthpiece for the UNC. This, the PM's hysterical outbursts and abnormal conduct towards a sitting MP in the UK Parliament, who was simply demonstrating his compassion and his love for our stranded citizens in the UK, and more specifically in his constituency. Now, Mr. Vice President, demands an unconditional apology from the Prime Minister of this country.